Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Standing Committee on Improvements Implementation Meeting call on the 1st of November. On the call today, we have Ray Fassett, Wolf-Ulrich Noben, James Waddell. We have apologies from Angie Graves, Scott Evans, Jonathan Robinson, Ronald Andrus, Avery Doria, Alain Béranger, and Anne Eggman-Sadetsi. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Julia Chauvelin. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Julie. And we are going to start with our agenda today. Okay, is there any statement of interest, something to disclose? Now I hear none. Approval of the agenda, anything to amend, anything to add? Any comment? Nothing. Thank you. So we have put the topic of chair and vice chair election for the SCI in front of the other topics, and I would like just to start with and to think about that we think about, you know, how we can proceed with that. But let me first state here, since we got new council members, we are also facing new membership on the SCI, so in context of that. So, for example, Carlos Achir, he left the council and he was the NCA, representing the NCAs on the SCI. So I sent a message to the council and to the NCAs in particular, the new ones and the present ones, asking them for thinking about a representation, a member of the NCAs. I got a response from Jennifer that she is interested in taking part in the SCI, and I'm just waiting for comments or maybe interests also from the other NCAs, you know, it's Thomas and Landre. If that is completed, I would suggest that then Jennifer is going to join the SCI. I also asked Mary how their function shall be regarding the NCUC and the representation of the NCUC or the NCSG on the SCI. So I'm still waiting for feedback. So that's the status with regards to the membership of the SCI.
Excuse me, Wolf Ulrich. This is, yes, Julie Headland. I just want to note that James Bledel has his hand up.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, please. James, please.
Oh, so I didn't want to interrupt, but thank you, Wolf. This is James speaking for the transcript. And I was just concerned about, just going back to one of your first statements, I was concerned about going too far down the road for item number 4 and item number 5 on our agenda, just because it seems as though clearly we shouldn't be holding any kind of elections with such a small group, but also noting that most of the discussion on the deferral of motions language was occurring between Jay Scott and Avery, both of whom were not on the call. So it just it seemed like we should perhaps start the agenda with item number 6. But I think that the conversation has kind of moved beyond my question, so I will lower my hand.
Oh, that's a good suggestion, James, really. Well, I wouldn't like to exclude anybody from that discussion. I was just wondering also how we should deal with that. I wouldn't take any decision today, just kick off, but it's really, I appreciate your comment, and I think it's helpful. So if you have more people attending and taking part in that discussion. If you accept, Andre, as well, so then let's do that and follow your suggestion to start with number 6, and if others are going to join us later on, then we can step into the discussion of number 4 and 5 afterwards. Okay, thanks. The topic on the 6th is, okay, it's just Marika sent out the changes on the PDP manual with regards to suspension of a PDP. She sent it out to the public comment, and maybe we can get some comment on that and update from Julie.
Yes, absolutely, Wolf Ulrich. Thank you. This is Julie Hedlund for the transcript. The comment period on the proposed modification of GNSO PDP manual to address the suspension of a PDP based on the language recommended by the SCI, that was opened on the 22nd of October. The initial comment period will close on the 12th of November. If there are comments, then a reply period will open on the 13th of November and close on December 3rd. There currently are no comments in the forum at this point.
Okay, thank you. Did I understand it correctly that it's going to close at November 3rd?
No, it will close. If there are comments, then there'll be a reply comment period that will close on December 3rd.
Oh, December 3rd, yes. Okay.
Right. So the initial comment period will close on the 12th of November, so 2 weeks from this coming Monday. And then if there are comments, then we will continue with the reply period to the 3rd of December. If there are no comments, then it will close on the 12th of November.
Okay. And then we can see what we do with that and go after that. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is just the update on this. I wonder, is there any question about that? No. And I wonder whether we could step into the topic number 7 with regards to raising an issue. It is written here that it seems to be support for option number 1. That means maintaining the status quo. Status quo means as is described in the charter of the SCI, that an issue could be raised so the council, so that means on the way through the council, so that means anybody who would like to raise an issue towards the SCI should find support on the council, you know, or council to do so. I recall that one definitely opted for this option as well. I think since we are just 3, we can just exchange our opinion on that. If there is anything to say, if there is any other view on that, and then we could talk about how to deal with it, because we do not have much participation. But my proposal would then be that we send it out to the SCI members for last round, saying, okay, this seems to be the option, and please amend, please comment on that. I remember it was asked for already at the last meeting, and there was no further comment on that. And I would like just to get your opinion on that, from that, if that is the correct way to do that, just again, or if we could right now stop it and accept it as the option number 1. How do you feel? How do you see that? Is there any comment from you, Ray, or James?
I don't have any specific comment. This is Ray Fassett. I think what you're suggesting makes sense to me, Wolf.
So that's the means.
And this is James. I'm fine with that as well.
You mean send it out again?
Yeah, this is Ray, yes.
Okay, so
correct.
Okay, then I'd like to ask you, Julie, could you do that for us?
This is Julie Hedlund. Yes, I will definitely do that.
Just send it out, and then it's the very last round. Let me say we should put an a deadline. I would say to the next meeting, which probably shall take place after 2 weeks, and so that's the way how we going to proceed with that. Yeah? Thank you. Then we have number 8. Next topic is status update on working group survey. Marika has sent out again the draft working group survey on that, and she was asking also, and we were asking about comments, either with regards to understanding of the survey itself, or any other comment, any further comment, and then to discuss how to proceed with that. If nobody else is going to start with that, so let me just briefly start with my comments. I find that the questions are, well, they are covering, you know, the most items, I would say, from my point of view. It's also good from my understanding, from my point of view, that we do not have too complex questions or not too many questions. Just certain questions, that is enough to have, from my point of view. And one thing what I'm going to miss, or what I have question is, for example, in the number 4 and number 5, maybe in us as well, there is the question about the scaling. So the response should be scaled between ineffective and highly effective from 1 to 7, or between poor and excellent. I suppose, or I have the question, whether we have other scores in between them, and how do we call them. Julie, do you know something about that?
No, I don't. I'm looking here at it, and I don't know what the scores are between there. I think they should be fleshed out. I would imagine that we could easily assign them. You know, 1 is ineffective, 2 is, you know, slightly effective, you know, 3 is effective.
I think there's a standardized scale, isn't it?
You know, I mean, I think that we could easily devise that. And I should note, too, that a suggestion that Marika had was that we could conduct a trial of the survey by converting it into a Zoomerang survey and sending it to the IRTP Part C working group, which most recently completed its work. So it would probably be in a good position to comment.
Yeah.
And so that's a suggestion I can throw out for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so that's a good idea. But first we have to finish whether we are satisfied with the question, with formulation, whether we are going to miss, we are missing something or anything else. So that was the immediate question which only came up to my mind. That means if you agree, then the questionnaire or the survey should be revised in that way to have this scale available, so that it just cross, you know, the scale you would like to cross. Yeah, that's the only thing I have here in mind. Oh, I know. I see Jennifer is going to.
Yes. I'm
sorry. Did you meet us, Jennifer?
I'm sorry.
Is Jennifer on the phone?
Yes, I am here. Can you all?
Oh, hello. Welcome.
Hi. Sorry, I was late.
Yeah, no problem. Well, as we are just 3 of us from the community, that means it's James Bladel, Ray Fassett, myself, and now you. So we were thinking how we can deal with that. So, and from staff, well, we have support, but we were just thinking how we can deal with the agenda. We decided, well, not to go into the more, let me say, the items which need more discussion, since there would be higher participation required. So we just went through the number 6, update on public comments, was just reported by Julie, and then number 7, raising an issue, which means that we agreed that Julie is going to send out again to the SEI members the question whether we are satisfied with option number 1. And now we are on the item number 8, status update on working group survey. There has been some months ago already elaborated a questionnaire, a kind of survey, which we would like to use to ask existing working groups how they are satisfied with the existing working group procedures, or with the how is it called? Is it the working group guidelines? Yeah, and that's what we are talking now about. So,
thank you.
Any additional comment, question from?
Hey, Wolf. This is Ray. I did share the survey with the registry stakeholder group to get some feedback.
Good.
And while there isn't any kind of consensus position, the little bit of feedback I did get back is that it looks good.
Okay, that's great. So we are encouraged well to use it in that way. Okay, James, did you have any chance, well, to go through?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. But, you know, this is a little bit a pending item since we, it was, every time it was deferred. So I would like to get it through as soon as possible. Do you think, James, to get a personal view from your side, how is your feel about that? Is it you like to go through, and you like to go through with the registrars as well?
Yeah, I would probably, once we get, whether it's in a document form or whether it's part of a Zoomerang survey, I would probably circulate to the registrar stakeholder group.
Okay.
You know, keep in mind our stakeholder group is very large and diverse, and not all of them participating at the same level. So it is we do kind of have to, I think, take more of a broadcast approach.
Yes. So that means that you would like to discuss this within your group and then come back with potential comments.
Is this for the draft survey or for the actual?
Yeah, for the draft survey, or should be, from my understanding.
For the draft survey, I think that, you know, it's probably something that Jennifer and I can work on together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once the draft is finalized, then the live survey we would broadcast out to the the registrar group.
And do you agree that we have this with a draft survey, a kind of, not a kind of storm, you know, it's this kind of also draft experience with the IRTP-B group, asking them, or would you like to discuss it in advance within the registrar group?
Well, I was the chair of the IRTP-C working group, I think that you were referring to, and I would be happy to, either through myself or through Marika, send that to the working group members of IRTP-C, and I'm fine doing that as well, but not the draft, the live survey.
Yes, okay. So that means, good. Okay, so that means that we leave it as it is at the time being with those comments which were made by myself and by Ray, and would like to ask you, well, to go through and hopefully if you have time until the next meeting that you come back with that and that we can finalize that from the draft to the final version of the survey. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It looks like someone from staff has their hand raised as well.
Julie, yes, really.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. No, I just wanted to say what I could do is accept the changes that are in this current version, because I think they've been reviewed quite a bit, but also add the flesh out the scale that you had noted for numbers 4 and 5, so that there are, you know, values associated with those numbers. And so we'd have a sort of a final draft, so to speak, that I could send around to the SCI members, and then James, if you and Jennifer wanted to look at it from, you know, the registrar stakeholder group part of point of view, to see if you have any changes before we turn this into a Zoomerang survey, and then, you know, if we could ask all SCI members to take one last look at it, and maybe Wolf Ulrich, we could set a date for response on this one as well, for people to look at the draft, and then if there are no further changes after that date, we can turn it into a Zoomerang survey, and people, we could send it to the IRTP Part C group to try out.
Yes.
And elsewhere.
Thank you, Julie. Well, I have a question to James. Can you estimate, well, the time you need for that, and including, well, the commenting in your registrar group? Just a
I would hesitate to speak for that entire group, but what I would recommend is that when we send that Zoomerang link out, that that we give them a very firm deadline of something like, 3 or 4 days maximum.
Okay.
To take the survey. As far as reviewing the draft, I mean, I guess it really depends on how much time Jennifer can spare, but I can probably take a look at it between now and the end of the day tomorrow, and if she can do the same and we have any feedback, we can get that back to the group maybe by the end of this week.
Yes. I can do that.
Okay, great.
Well. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And then so if the survey were finalized by this group, let's say next week, then, yeah, we could put it with a 3 to 5 day turnaround for registrars, and really and probably the same deadline for IRQP working group members as well.
Yes.
But I think anything more than that, and then it just sort of goes into everybody's back burner and it never gets completed.
No. It's very helpful. I think so. Well, we take care of it, keep it in mind, so that's a good process. I think so. Thank you. I have a last question with regards to scaling, Julie. Just not only to fill the scales, but the question for me is the number of scales. I knew scaling more, yes, less is used in our environment with 4 scales. Here you have 7. Just to know, maybe Marika has an answer to that, or others here on the phone have an answer to that, why we use 7, is that... I do not have any clue to that, but... just a question. Do you have an idea, Julie, or can you raise this question again with Marika?
I'll ask Marika, and actually I think it was Ken Bauer who maybe added these edits, so perhaps I'll ask him if he had a sense of the scale, because I don't know if he was looking at a standardized scale or if he was just being general, saying, oh, could start to 1 and go to 7, you know, so I don't know if he had something specific in mind. 7 does seem a bit much. I would probably say something more like 5, but...
Yeah. You know, what I mean is the following, you know, the question is, so we should also think about what can we do with the answers of these, to this survey. You know, for example, if we get answers with this scaling, so what does it mean? Then discussion starts. How do we see that? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it okay? Is it? But what does it mean? And what are the consequences we are going to draw from that? So that's what I have in mind. You know, and therefore I'm looking for a guidance for us later on, you know, from the Anders point of view, that could help us. So in this regard, so my opinion is well to have not too many scales. So this is just an opinion from my side, but please, I would like to ask you whether to just discuss that and then come up with an answer to that. Okay? Good. So thank you. So this is the status update on working group. We still have four participants from the community besides staff. So Avi couldn't join, Anne could not yet join. So I wonder, that's not, it doesn't seem to be enough for stepping into this discussion about chair and vice chair election or deferral of motions. What I would like, when I started with number four, chair and vice chair election, where I just pointed out that we have new membership, or will have new membership, the only thing that was open, though, it has to be clarified from the NCUC who shall be the member in future. That is still open. I have asked Mary to take care about that. I'm asking if we can't go into more deeper discussion, which I understand, on topic 4 and 5 right now. I would like to adjourn the meeting. If so, or how do you see that? What is your feeling, your comment on that? Please, I would like just to get few answers on that, James and Jennifer and Ray.
So James speaking here, I think that's correct. If you're motioning that we've done as much as we can do today with a limited team, I think
yes.
I tend to agree.
Okay.
I concur.
Jennifer as well, and Ray?
Jennifer,
no, I think I disagree. Well, I think we should just talk about it anyway. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Oh.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
I don't do a very good impression of some of the absent.
I understand you. I remember, when we were on the, in the old times, in the improvements working team which you led. Sometimes we are also just three people, yeah?
Right.
But we had to talk about more at that time, content-wise, just drafting and these things, so there was no decision to be taken. So right now, with regard to deferral of motions, well, we have to take it at the end of the decision. And with regards to chair and vice chair election, we have also to take some decision about processes. So that's a different...
Well, Fassett, for the record, yes, I'm in complete agreement. Yeah, we need more participation to talk about those types of issues. So,
okay, so I'm sorry about that, but on the other hand, I understand. What about the next meeting? So normally we have it on a 2-week scale. So the next one would be then, what is that?
November 15th.
15th of November. Yes, 15th of November. Is that okay? In around that time is okay, because there's a council call as well, but that is a different time, okay? Is that convenient to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. I do have a question.
Yes, please.
So the question is, if we are... ready to begin chair and vice chair elections, and we are struggling to gather participants. And I want to believe that it's because of the conflict with the IGF meeting and that a number of folks are in transit to that event. But just wanted to be clear, do we need to establish that you, Wolf, and Avery are acting as interim chair and vice chair, the continuation until we can... Is there a deadline that we're working against?
No. There's no... We have a very, let me say, easy chart on that. So it means there's nothing.
It's, okay.
The charter just says there's some there's a chair and a vice chair is to be nominated in the first meeting of the SCI. So nothing is said about the follow-ups. So why Avi and myself came up with that, we were of the opinion, okay, so it's usual that after a certain time of period, we are thinking about new chairs and vice chairs. So that's the reason why. And then we did it for almost 2 years or so. So,
okay, well, thank you. I mean, that was my concern was just that we were running up against a term limiting situation where
no, we don't
have to. But that's good to know. Thank you. It's very reassuring.
No, we don't. So there's no interim. So I will stay as chair as long as no other one is elected. Yeah. And Avi herself is the same. You know. So we are just talking about how to do that and when to do that. Yeah.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, then let's do that the next time. Well, I will send also a message around so and mention, well, okay, poor participation and okay, it was many apologies were sent in, and I will stress the point that we should think about the election the next time and also the other things. So therefore, I thank you very much for your participation and wish you all the best, and then see you on November 15th. Thank you.
Thanks, Wolf.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.